You're on 5MU. The Adelaide Hills property market has proven to be one of the most fruitful in the state this year. According to CoreLogic data, new benchmarks have been set across 88 towns and suburbs, with properties in the Hills Council area jumping by more than 15% in the past year. Rural sales manager with Ray Whitewoodside Canalpin, Alistair Johnson, joins me now. Hi, Alistair. 15%? Wow, is that a massive jump in a 12-month period?
It is, yes. It's quite unbelievable in terms of the amount of interest in property. Our business, yes, has had a 330% increase in inquiry on lifestyle property. And in the commercial ad game, it's, values just keep on soaring.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I mean, it's sort of a statewide thing, isn't it? But there are certain areas, particularly in rural and provincial places in South Australia, that people are really being attracted to, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think COVID certainly has changed people's perspective of going out and having a tree change, which is hence why there's such a huge inquiry, and there's a lack of supply as well, with everybody probably wanting to hold on to property. It's been such a good investment over the last few years and wanting to buy more, but there's also a lack of supply because people, we find, are cautious of wanting to put their property on the market because they cannot find what they're looking for, which compounds the whole problem as well. But yes, the rurally, I mean, in the ag space, commodity prices are very good in all sectors. There's low interest rates and people, as equity has increased dramatically, and they're wanting to grow, and there's just a lack of supply. So people are paying very good money to secure properties quickly.
Mm. Are most buyers from interstate?
I'd say there's certainly been an increase in inquiry, and we have sold a lot to interstate buyers. However, there is a lot of local interest as well, and a lot of people from the suburbs wanting to give their kids or their family space. And if, I suppose, their uncertainty of to whether lockdowns may continue, they just want to have space. Mm. And that's been a huge factor that I've heard people say when they're coming up into the hills and out into the rural areas, and probably wanting to give their kids that sort of community feel and spirit out in the rural towns, which is great for the regional centres and great for the rural towns, because we certainly need more people out there to facilitate all the industry that needs workers.
Absolutely. What about commercial spaces? Are we seeing an increase as well?
Yeah, I think everywhere there's a lot of sort of people wanting to invest into property anywhere, whether it's commercial ag or commercial properties. And, you know, it's been such a good investment. They're looking to try and invest into land. And so it's been over every sector, I've found.
Yeah, right. And looking to the future, do you think these areas like the Adelaide Hills will continue to grow in terms of property sales?
I don't like giving too much advice, any, because the experts get it wrong. But I believe that if nothing changes over in the Northern Hemisphere, and I believe talking to the finance people that we have connections with, that money is still going to be relatively cheap going forward. However, I think we've proved a worldwide pandemic won't do it, but maybe the ramifications of that in the long term, I don't know. And interest rates seem to not going to be going up in a hurry, so I can't see too much stopping it in the near term.
Mm. Oh, well, thank you for joining me on the program today, Alistair. Really appreciate it.
No worries.